I prefer to have a look, because having seen what's happened in Bangladesh, you don't want other people to be suffering just so that you can wear something snide, quite frankly. That's my opinion.
But if you see a label that says Bangladesh or Indonesia or Vietnam or whatever it might be, do you think about, hang on, who's made this? What kind of factory has this been made in?
Yeah, I always do. I prefer to go and buy things from from charity shops and that, things that have already been out there. So it's like you're reusing it. You're not reusing any resources. And also you're not ripping off these poor people that are obviously getting ripped off themselves and earning, what, tuppence a day or something like that.
Some countries do make better clothes, I'll be quite honest with you. But now they've had that big accident in India, it certainly does make you wonder whether they're being paid properly and whether the factories are safe for people to work in. I mean, you know, okay, there's one thing, we all want cheaper clothes, but if it's putting people's lives at, you know, at danger, then, you know, no, I'd rather pay a bit more.
So you would perhaps from now on begin to look at labels and see where...
I've always looked at labels, but I will have two looks this time.
So it genuinely might change the way that you shop?
Yes, I think it will. You know, I do care about whether people are going to be killed or whatever. So, yes.
I don't think about where they come from. I know which shops I like and I go to those specific shops, mainly because of quality and price. I shop at Asda, I shop at Next, I shop at River Island. It just depends. What I know I can get what I want and pay what I want to pay for it, and I know that it's going to last. Primark, for me, never ever an option because it's cheap clothes that will not last, so...
But you don't necessarily look at the label and see which country or, you know... There's no reason why you should think about where it's come from or the factory or the people who work there, but that doesn't cross your mind.
No, never. I don't think I've ever thought about it until today.
It's all about price, really. They'll take all that much notice. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you couldn't tell and say where it's come from.
And so if you see a label that says made in Bangladesh or in China or wherever, I think it's fair to say that most of us don't really think about where it's come from or, you know, the workers who've made it.
No, it's true that, no, you don't, until something like that happens.
How much notice do you take when you buy clothes of where it's made?
Quite a bit of notice, but I prefer it's British, made in Britain. Better quality. The stuff that comes from abroad is nearly all rubbish.
But if you see something which is made in wherever, China, Indonesia, Bangladesh, wherever, does it even kind of...
Do you even think about
the person who's made that?
No. I know what you mean.
No,
it doesn't enter my mind. It's a shame what's happened right enough, but at the end of the day, in this day and age, who cares? Who cares in this day and age?